I was a Confederate soldier, he said. I knew you were before you told me.
How's that?
The winners went home to celebrate. The losers kept killing or wandering because they didn't want to go home.
He was staring at her in a strange way that made her uneasy. His eyes were pleading and searching hers for answers or comfort or something she didn't understand, and perhaps he didn't either. She could picture him shooting another man dead on the battlefield, or off for that matter. But she could also picture him mending a fence, as she'd seen him do that morning. Even as broken as she sensed he was still a man looking to do right after his path had strayed from the straight and narrow. He was gentle, even tender, with Ben Littleship when he fed, talked to, and teased the old man. She could see Littleship meant something to him, that people mattered to him.
I've done things, horrible things, he said,
and looked down at her.
Things I can't even bear to repeat.
Is that why you don't want to go home?
I never said I don't want to go home.
Gentry leaned forward and rested his forearms on his knees and stared straight into the fire.
My family is...
Annie watched him stare into the fire and open his mouth as if to speak several times. He was lost to her and to the here and now in those moments.
Tell me about your mother.
He turned his head sharply, bringing his face close to hers.
My mother? She's a saint among women. Her mother and father and sisters were murdered by outlaws who then kidnapped her. She was on her way to being sold off as a slave when my father rescued her, killing all her attackers. He carried her to an abandoned cabin and let her heal. Mother's daddy was a preacher, and he was taking his family farther west to build a church. That was back in 42.
And then they got married?
She was supposed to marry a young preacher, but he didn't treat her right. In fact, Daddy laid him out flat. Mother told me Daddy asked her to marry him shortly after, and she insisted they get married right away.
She was that in love with him?
Well, I think it was more that she wanted to observe the proprieties. They were working on Paradise, our family property, fixing it up, and Mother would have been alone with Daddy and not married to him.
What would she have thought about you staying here?
He shook his head.
It would not be happening. In fact, now that I'm well, I'll be sleeping elsewhere.
Annie sat down on the hearth, still warm from the cooking fire, and set her head on her knees.
Don't be sleeping in the barn on my account.
Why not? He asked as he turned his head to look at her. You'll have to live here when we leave. You won't want folks talking about you or thinking less of you.
Won't be any different than it is now.
But I won't have it be on my account.